The conflict in the temple courts between Jesus and the leaders of the people went on for the whole day. Christ, by his replies and his parables, condemned the Jewish authorities, knowing that they had already made up their minds to kill him. The members of the different ruling parties took it in turns to come and question Jesus. They were trying to find some grounds upon which they could accuse him. After Jesus had silenced the Pharisees, the Sadducees came to him with a question. These Jews were wealthy materialists who did not believe in an afterlife, nor in the resurrection of the dead, nor in the existence of angels or demons. In matters of faith, the only authority they accepted was the Pentateuch, the five books of the law of Moses. The question they came to ask was aimed at making the doctrine of the resurrection seem ridiculous. "Master," they said, "Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow in order to give a child to his dead brother." The law they were referring to was to be found in the book of Deuteronomy and had been given to Israel to prevent the extinction of Israelite families and the disappearance of the family name and property. "Now," said the Sadducees, "there were seven brothers. The first one got married and then died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. So the second brother married the widow, but he also died, leaving no children. Then the third one married her, and the same thing happened. Finally, all seven brothers had the same wife, and none of them left any children. Last of all, the woman also died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since all seven were married to her?" Jesus replied, "Are you not in error, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage, for those who are considered worthy of taking part in the age to come will not marry. They will be like angels and cannot die. They are God's children, because they have risen from death. Now, about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read in the scriptures what God said to Moses from the burning bush? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' So he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. You are indeed very mistaken." Some of the scribes who heard this answer agreed with Jesus. "Well said, Master," they replied. One of them drew near and asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "What you have said," the man replied, "is true. Only the Lord is God, and beside him there is no other God. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." On hearing this wise reply, Jesus looked at him and said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Then Jesus also asked a question. "What do you think about Christ?" he said to the Pharisees. "Whose son is he?" Without hesitating, they answered, "The son of David," as they knew from Scripture that Messiah would come from the royal line of David. Jesus replied, "How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand.'" Jesus was quoting the beginning of Psalm 110, where David, inspired by the Holy Spirit, speaks of Messiah as Lord. So he said to the Pharisees, "If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" To solve that problem, the Jews would have to admit that Christ would be both human and divine, son of David and son of God. This truth had been proclaimed through messianic prophecy for centuries and was now being fulfilled in the person of Jesus. But the leaders of the people had rejected Jesus and his teaching, and were accusing him of blasphemy. Next episode, the widow's offering.